Be sure to thank your friends at Griswold Communications and Armor Insurance for making this update possible here on Country Sunshine Radio. Now let's see what's happening with the Griswold Community School District.
And we're going to have the opportunity this morning and pleasure to visit with the Griswold Community School District Elementary Principal of the Year, Mr. Nigel Horton. How are you, Mr. Horton?
We got to get to bigger topics. Did I hear you say a chance of snow as I was pulling in?
Yes,
I've turned that page,
you did.
Aaron.
You did hear that.
Man, non-accumulating, though,
no,
I heard you say.
No accumulation, but snow showers.
Snow showers.
After midnight Friday night. Yeah. No kidding.
I have turned that page, Aaron.
You're going to have to talk to someone other than
myself. Someone other than yourself.
Yeah. No kidding.
I guess I'll just prepare for it and go from there.
It's going to be 80 today, a little snow shower. That'd be early Saturday morning. So,
okay.
Yeah. You did hear that properly, correctly. So.
And then after that, we turn the page, right?
Well, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so. But we need the moisture, right? So we've had some rain now, which is good, but I still think overall we're in a deficit overall.
Yeah. Mr. Hendricks was saying a couple weeks ago, he said, when – you remember the last time we had a spring with actual spring storms and, you know, all-day rain event and a soaking rain? And I thought, yeah, that's a good – we haven't had that in a while.
Yeah. So we need it. That's what we need. How are things going at school, Mr. Horton?
They're going really great. It's an exciting time of the year, a lot of things going on. You get through the winter and then you get all the spring activities, all the things happening, the hiring season, all those different things are occurring right now. So it's a race to make sure you're doing what's best for kids and just making all the puzzle pieces fit.
You bet. You bet. So if you were sitting here, this was before the school year, would you, knowing what you know now, would you say that the school year has been a success?
Yeah, absolutely. From my building specifically, we've just had, we took on an initiative of a new curriculum and just changing a couple of things we were doing with our literacy, and we've just seen some really great growth with our kids. One thing we try to focus on really hard is just being kind and being good people, and we've made some great progress with our students on that, and that's just something that's really important to me. Are we perfect? No, but I always tell our staff, like, don't forget to walk around and reflect on the growth we've made with these kids, and that's job number one, is making them and turning them into great people. And we're making some really good growth with our kids. And that's something I think we can be really proud of.
Perfection is maybe an unachievable benchmark, but you do a lot of great things there. So
yeah, our staff just really committed to kids and always thinking through the lens of, I always try to think about how would my daughters want to be treated or how did I want to be treated as a kid? And sometimes in the day-to-day, so many things are happening, you lose sight of that. But it's always important to step back and do that.
Absolutely. Where do we want to start this morning, Mr. Horton?
Well, let's start with just give you an update on some of our current open positions as of right now.
You betcha. Tell me about it.
So current open positions for the 26-27 school year, we have a preschool teaching position. We have a high school science teacher, which is chemistry and physics, an endorsement preferred in that. Middle school, high school special education teacher. We have a student council sponsor, middle school football coach, and middle school girls basketball coach. If you'd like to apply, you can go on the Teach Iowa website, or you can go to our district website, griswoldschools.org, and we'll link you right to that. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to have you be a part of our team.
There you go. So, and you're... I like your website, too, by the way.
They've done a good job with it.
Yeah.
That was part of our strategic plan was to re-envision it, and they've done a great job with the re-envisioning that. So,
okay. Tell me about your school counselors.
Yeah, so just a quick shout-out to them. As you know, you asked me if this year's been a success, right?
Yep.
And as you know, we've taken on a couple different projects to really try to impact kids, but one of them has been our Tiger Pals Mentor Program. And what that is, for those of you who haven't heard me talk about it, essentially we have put together a middle school, high school student mentor for every single elementary kid in our building. So every kid in our building has a real-life hero that they can look up to. And at minimum, once a month, we get together. We've done a couple different things. We did a Thanksgiving luncheon. We did some friendship bracelets. With the nice weather today, we're going to do an event outside, just a reading event where we're going to do with them. But the goal is we want every one of our kids to have someone that they look up and inspire to be. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to Amy Akers and Alyssa Carwall for their successful undertaking of that this year. There's a little bit of juggling that happens as you're trying to coordinate a middle school, high school schedule with their elementary schedule. But the focus is kids, and the focus is finding them some heroes, and they've done that. So shout out to them.
Very cool. Your fifth grade has a big week coming up, don't they?
A big week coming up. By Friday of next week, my fifth grade students look like they're tired, to put it bluntly. So they will be doing the School of the Wild. A number of years ago, the University of Iowa, somehow, I don't remember how it happened, reached out to us, said, hey, we're looking at forming some partnerships with schools in your area. Would you like to be one of our first? And so we did. And the School of the Wild is really, the students spend 1 week, rain or shine, outside, learning the sciences, learning the environment, learning everything that you can learn outside, from water quality to canoeing to trees to all the different things.
So isn't that cool?
It is a long week. They get picked up in the morning at 8 a.m., and they don't come back till 3:15 every day, and that's rain, shine, wind, and honestly, wind is probably what wears them out the most.
Uh-huh.
But every day they're out doing it, so they're looking forward to that. Monday they go to Anderson Conservation down here. Tuesday they're at the Cass County Outdoor Classroom in Messina. Wednesday they're at Cold Spring Park in Lewis. Thursday and Friday they're at Hackleberry Park. So, again, thanks to everyone who makes that happen, and our fifth graders look forward to that. So,
how many years have you been doing that, would you guess?
Time flies. I want to say 5 years. Don't quote me on that.
I won't. But I'm just... That's a cool program.
It's a very cool program.
I like that a lot. So, and is it always fifth graders?
Yep, fifth graders. Always fifth graders. Okay. Yes, and then shout out to our conservationists in the area. They are the ones who help coordinate with our teachers and our representative from the University of Iowa. And so they come in and just build their day.
Sure.
Of learning experiences. So thanks. I should make sure to give a huge shout out to our conservationists in the area. We're lucky. We're in Cass County, Montgomery County. So we've got a number of different people that help us with that.
Very
so
cool. Now, your elementary school, do you have yearbooks?
We do.
I have all my yearbooks from when I was growing up, from K through 12, every single one of them.
I'm a little jealous of that. I don't have that. And I should
put the caveat. I don't have them. My mom has them.
Yeah, right.
So
absolutely.
But there you go.
And I've thought I need to do that for my girls, and I haven't got that done. So this is your chance.
You can get your yearbooks.
Yep,
that's
this is your chance. The elementary school has elementary yearbooks available, so you can call the front office, or you can also pick them up at the elementary spring concert. So that will be next Friday, but we'll have them for sale there as well. So,
okay. Talk to me about the elementary spring concert.
Yeah, so the elementary spring concert, the Griswold kindergarten through third graders are excited to present their spring music concert, the greatest show in Griswold. The Circus and Carnival crew will have two performances on next Friday, April 24th at 10 a.m. and 1:30. Doors of the auditorium open at 9:40 and 1:10. Admission is free, and we hope to see you under the big top.
There
so this is just a chance for our K-3 students to show off everything they've been learning this year.
It's fun. Very cool. So put that down on your schedule of things you want to get done. Preschool roundup. Tell me about that.
It is that time of the year, Aaron.
Each
April, we have preschool roundup. So next Monday, April 20th at 6 p.m. in the Elementary Media Center, an informational meeting for the incoming preschoolers and their families. There's spots for three-year-olds, although those are limited. There are also some limited spots for five-year-olds as well. Those are paid spots, but they're discussed. Those spaces will be discussed at the meeting as well. If you're a parent of a currently enrolled preschool, you do not necessarily have to attend. Any questions, of course, call the office at 712-778-2154. And again, preschoolers are children who turn 3 or 4 years old before September 15th. Three-year-old preschool, full-time, that's $420 a month, as well as five-year-olds. A parent could elect to send their five-year-old to preschool under the paid tuition. And four-year-old preschool, of course, is free. We work with the state of Iowa for that.
Okay. There you go.
So preschool roundup
now this
Monday, April 20th.
That's probably on your website somewhere, I'm guessing. That
it is, yep.
So
yep.
Would encourage people to go. That makes planning go much better.
It does, and we just go over the calendar for the year, things upcoming, what to expect, their first days, school supplies, just some of the rules and regulations that we have to follow for the IQPPS grant. So,
okay. You have a school board meeting that's upcoming here, Mr. Horton. And, of course, there are budget items. It's budget time. But talk to me about that upcoming meeting.
Correct. The next school board meeting is April 20th, and the following are some of the highlights. At 5:30, the second budget hearing will take place. As you know, I heard you talking with Ron, sounds like last night, about some budget things after the board meeting. But all districts are required to have two hearings. That first hearing for us was held on March 23rd. The fiscal year budget will have a reduction of property taxes of right at $63,000. And our overall levy rate will decrease from 1269 in fiscal year 26 to 1215 in fiscal year 27. Assuming that there are no objections during the hearing, the fiscal year 27 budget will be approved later that evening during the regular portion of the meeting.
Yeah. So put that down. Nice to see that decrease as well.
Decrease in taxes. That's a great thing to see.
Make a note.
Make a note.
You bet. Okay. And your staff about had a survey as well.
Yep. As you know, over the last year, the school board has been discussing the possibility of a four-day school week.
Yep.
Recently, the staff completed a survey concerning their preferences towards that four-day school week. During the meeting, the board will review the results of the survey. If it is determined that the staff is favorable toward a four-day school week, plans will be made to survey students, parents, and community members yet this school year.
Okay.
If it is determined that the staff is not in favor of a four-day school week, the district's exploration of a four-day school week will conclude.
There you go. So that staff is that survey of the staff is complete at this point.
Yep, that is just got completed kind of the beginning of this week. So last week and a little bit of the week before was when that happened, and we're just working on getting a few more people.
You've been looking at that for the four-day week. You've been exploring that for quite a while at this
point. Yeah, I've been trying to make sure we've done all the research, looking at the pros and cons.
Yep.
The school board and the committee has put together just an essential list of questions and then worked on finding answers to that has been shared with the staff. And then if the staff elects this is something they wanted to pursue, then we would obviously share those answers with the community, students, things like that, and just answering some of those questions that have been presented to us thus far.
Okay. Sharing agreements as well. You're going to discuss those.
Yep. Sharing agreements with the Atlantic School District for Transportation Director Services, and then also we'll be discussing the Riverside School with the Riverside School District for the sharing of the school business official. For the position of Transportation Director, our district pays 20% of the total amount of salary and benefits. With the school business official, that contract is split. By sharing, not only do we receive the services of these individuals, but receive operational sharing from the state. And so we will receive $32,592 in operational sharing for each of these positions.
Okay. Is that new, that sharing, or have you done that in the
past? We've done that in the past. Okay. It's just the annual renewal coming up now for those two positions.
Okay. Graduates for 2026.
Much like other districts in the area right now, the class of 2026 will be approved for graduation pending successful completion of their requirements. So the class of 26 includes 23 students, and we will be approving those at the school board meeting.
Yep. And, of course, it's that time, too. You mentioned some openings, but have contracts gone out, or?
They will be going out after this meeting. Okay. So the teachers have agreed to a two-year contract. For the 26-27 school year, they receive an increase of 2.67, which includes salary, FICA, and IPERS. And non-certified staff members will receive a 2.6 total package increase as well this year.
Nigel Horton with me, the elementary principal with the Griswold Community School District. Are you a golfer?
Man, I wish.
Every
single year around this time, I tell myself, Aaron,
you're going to golf.
I'm going to get better. I'm going to improve. I'm going to get the golf clubs out.
Yeah.
And at some point, I do a fundraiser golf tournament through the year, and I get my clubs out for the first time, and I embarrass myself, and I think, why haven't you put in the work, Nigel? Because this is embarrassing.
Oh, gosh.
I've got a story for that, if you got time.
Yeah, let's hear it. I'm always up for a story.
A couple years ago, he's now an assistant golf coach for trainer, my neighbor Troy Pedersen. He is a avid golfer, and he is a good he's great at teaching the game of golf. Mm-hmm. There was a men's night, and he thought, hey, Nigel looks on the surface like a guy who that if I time this right, we can get in and we can get his we can figure out his handicap, and a little work with me throughout the year, his handicap will improve, and he'd be a great addition to my partner for the golf league, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he did this. Unknowing to me, you know, as I got into it, I realized what his game plan was. His hope was that I could get better throughout the year, but I have not put in enough time, and I did not get better throughout the year, and I was a gigantic disappointment to his golf game that year. So I was not invited back. I don't know if Troy's listening. He's on a golf course right now somewhere making it look beautiful, but that is my about the extent of my experience with golf.
So you want to, But there are other commitments there that just...
I have not put in the time.
Yeah.
You joked with me that I'm old earlier. Maybe when I get a little older and retire, I'll find the time to put some work in.
I did joke with that. You were struggling with some technology just a little bit earlier. That people were off air. They were unaware of that. So that happens.
I was struggling with technology as an understatement.
But you did handle it. My golf game, I would compare my golf game to the absolute worst. My golf game is terrible.
So how often do you golf? Do you put in the time?
Very little.
Yeah, same.
Very little.
So do you have any good golf tournaments coming up, Aaron?
I typically don't. People don't want me. Yeah, I mean,
right? That's the same. It's gotten that way for me the last couple of years.
I'll talk about it, but they don't want it. I can tell you. Literally, when I tee off, I've said this, and I'm not joking. You are not safe in any direction. Straight behind me, left, right, down. The only place is right in the middle of the fairway. Don't worry about it if you're in the middle of the fairway.
That's
the truth.
That is the truth for me as well.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's talk about activities. I kind of started down that with boys golf, but let's talk about activities.
You did. So boys golf is at tonight, Thursday, April 16th, boys golf at Clarinda. Junior high co-ed track home, 4:00. Co-ed track at Shenandoah, 4:30. And like I discussed earlier, Tiger Time at the elementary will meet with their middle school, high school buddies.
Okay.
Friday, April 17th, golf triangular home, 4:00. Monday, April 20th, co-ed track at Lennox, 4:00. Boys golf at Bedford, 4:00. Girls golf home, 4:00. And we have a school board meeting Monday night, April 20th at 5:30 in the boardroom. And preschool roundup will also be the Monday, April 20th at 6:00 in the elementary library.
There you go.
Tuesday, April 21st, junior high track at Underwood, 4:00. Golf triangular home, Essex, AHSTW at 4:00. Co-ed track at Griswold Stanton, 4:30. And Tiger Time, Student Council, the blood drive. They'll actually be during Tiger Time, the Student Council will be talking about recruitment for the upcoming blood drives.
Okay.
Wednesday, April 22nd, 1 hour early out. And then Tiger Time, they'll be going over Hope Squad. Thursday, April 23rd, Drake Relays. And then co-ed track at Southwest Valley at 4:00. Friday is the K3 Spring Music Program at 10 and 1:30. Middle School Dance at 6 to 8. Tiger Time, FFA officers in the Ag Room, and Drake Relays will continue. Saturday, April 25th, Grand March for Prom at 6:00. Prom from 7 to 10:30. And after prom from 11 to 2:30.
There you go. It's prom time. When is graduation, Mr. Horton?
Sunday, April. Yeah, thank you. May 15th, I do believe.
Okay. All right. That's a Friday.
That is that wouldn't work then. So no. It's going to be May 17th.
Okay.
Yep.
Just curious when graduation is. It's prom time and graduation's not too far away.
I'm waiting for my phone to buzz and tell me I'm wrong on that.
So that's when it is. I was just curious when it is. Can you believe it's here. Time to go.
It is it is here.
All righty. What's the rest of your day hold, Mr. Horton? What's the first thing you do? Do you have a routine, first thing you do when you
get into
to your
school?
Classroom? Is there a routine or is it kind of nuts?
So I'm a morning guy. So for me, one of the first things I like to do is get to school, check my email. So see if anything has popped up over the last 18 hours of parents I need to reach out to. So the first thing I like to do is I like to get there a little before everyone else, get into my emails, see if anything has popped up that I need to address or help families with, and then go from there. So
there you go.
That would be first. And then it is I try every morning to be outside to greet the kids, give them I give Nux every morning. So that would be – so first check emails, touch base with staff, and then be outside greeting families and kids in the morning and saying good morning to them, get them off on the right foot. And honestly, getting me off on the right foot, it just puts me in a better mood.
That's a great way to start. Now, one thing that you have failed to neglect, and I gave you the whole conversation to was the pancake event stunt that you pulled from the top of the building. I heard it was a roaring success.
It was honestly, it might be one of my favorite things I've done in the last couple of years. And I don't even know how it occurred. The idea was started by a couple of kids and then it just kind of grew into this event. And if you didn't get a chance to peek at our Facebook page with the pictures, our communications coordinator was there and got some incredible pictures of kids. It just, I don't know where it came from or how it happened, and that being a pretty cool, memorable thing for the kids, and that's what it's all about.
How did you get the equipment on top of the building to prepare pancakes? Was that a whole thing, too?
It wasn't too bad, actually. So there is an access door in our building with a nice ladder that is bolted into, like a steel ladder.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
So I just started the night before just taking some of the things up there, and it was pretty simple, and it ended up being hopefully something the kids will always remember. And
I'm sure they will.
I know I will. It was a cool thing, and the pictures that our communications coordinator got of our kids were nothing short of miraculous and just memorable for those kids. So.
Very good. Mr. Horton, anything else we need to touch on?
No, just really thankful to be in a place that cares so much about kids from the school board community all down, and we'll just always do our best to be there for kids, and that's our job. So thanks for having us and letting us highlight all the great things that are happening for our kids.
Pleasure to visit with you. Make it a great day, Mr. Horton.
You as well.
Nigel Horton with me, the elementary principal at the Griswold Community School District.
Spring has arrived. At Griswold Communications, we're as anxious as you are to get those outdoor projects going. Walk around your yard, develop your plans, select your